Today on the Interlaken Collection, it's music of Sergei Prokofiev. You'll hear Interlaken Arts Academy and camp students perform Prokofiev's music for opera, ballet, and film. That's coming your way on this episode of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. Sergei Prokofiev was born in 1891 in what is today Ukraine. His parents enrolled him in the St. Petersburg Conservatory when he was just 13, and Prokofiev quickly established a reputation as an enfant terrible with his highly original and avant-garde compositions. In 1917, Cyrus McCormick Jr., the Chicago businessman and farm machine manufacturer, met Prokofiev in Russia and helped bring the young man to the Windy City. While he was there, the Chicago Opera Association commissioned a work from Prokofiev, The Love for Three Oranges, with a libretto based on a 17th century Italian fairy tale. Basically, when the hypochondriac prince sees the evil witch's underpants and laughs, he's then cursed to be obsessed with the love for three oranges. And those are three literal oranges, by the way, each of which contains a princess. The opera's premiere in 1921 received mixed reviews, as you might imagine. Some found the music strange and confusing. But one Chicago critic found that it, quote, sounds like the picture of a crazy Christmas tree drawn by a happy child, as if someone had given us a musical lollipop to suck and rub in our hair, end quote. Now we'll hear the scherzo and the march from The Love for Three Oranges, music of Sergei Prokofiev. Here's the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra in September of 1979 under the direction of Robert Marcellus. Thank you. Scherzo and March from The Love for Three Oranges, the opera by Sergei Prokofiev. We heard Robert Marcellus leading the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra in Korsen Auditorium in September of 1979. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me today for the Interlaken Collection. You can learn more about this episode at our website, interlakencollection.org. Today we're featuring the music of Sergei Prokofiev. In 1932, Prokofiev was living in Paris when a Soviet film studio commissioned a score to accompany the film adaptation of the novella Lieutenant Kiji. At first, Prokofiev hesitated, but he saw the project as a way of improving his relationship with the Soviet government and increasing his chances of being able to move back home. The film tells the story of an 18th century army officer, Lieutenant Kiji, whose very existence is the result of the slip of the pen. When the Tsar takes an interest in the lieutenant's name, his court officials panic and invent an entire life for this non-existent Kiji. Prokofiev also created an orchestral suite, expanding and reorchestrating the original 15 minutes of music he wrote for the film. This was all part of a conscious effort to improve his relationship with the Soviet government. He made sure the melodies were, in his own words, simple and comprehensible without being repetitive or trivial. Here's music of Sergei Prokofiev from Lieutenant Kiji, the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra, in April of 1985 in Korsen Auditorium under the direction of Byron Hansen. Thank you. Byron Hansen conducting the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra in a suite of music from Lieutenant Kiji by Sergei Prokofiev. That was a performance from April of 1985. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me today on the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Sergei Prokofiev composed one of his best-known works, the ballet adaptation of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, while he was still trying to return to the Soviet Union to live. This was during the period of Stalin's Great Purges, when hundreds of thousands of Soviet citizens were being arrested. Creative artists had to conform to these elusive principles of Soviet realism, or else they could lose their jobs and even their lives. Case in point, Prokofiev originally changed the ending of Romeo and Juliet. He allowed the two young lovers to live, since, as he said, dead people can't dance. This revision to Shakespeare did not sit well with the Stalinist regime, and the original tragic ending had to be restored before it was finally presented at the Kirov Theater. In the meantime, Prokofiev created several suites of music featuring various combinations of the movements he'd composed for the ballet. Here are four selections from Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet: The Morning Dance, The Young Juliet, Montagues and Capulets, and Romeo et Juliet's Before Parting. Interlaken alumnus Christian Machalaru conducts the World Youth Symphony Orchestra in the summer of 2015. Music from Sergei Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet. We heard the World Youth Symphony Orchestra in the summer of 2015, conducted by Interlaken alumnus Christian Machalaru. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me today on the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. You can listen to many of our past episodes on our website at interlakencollection.org. Sergei Prokofiev had finally returned to the Soviet Union, but then he had to evacuate when Hitler's army invaded. Prokofiev and other prominent musicians sought safety in the remote Caucasus region of Kabarda. While in Kabarda, Prokofiev was inspired by local folk traditions and incorporated their sounds into his string quartet number 2. Now we'll hear the final movement of Prokofiev's string quartet number 2, the Kabardinian, in a performance by the Quasi Quartet, students in the 2001 Advanced String Quartet Institute program at Interlaken. Thank you. Final movement of Sergei Prokofiev's String Quartet No. 2 in F major from the summer of 2001, the Quasi Quartet, students in the Advanced String Quartet Institute program at Interlaken Center for the Arts. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Listen to our episodes anytime at interlakencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks in part to the Association for Recorded Sound Collections Classical Music Preservation Grant, generous support from our listeners, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. Thanks to Michael Culler for audio engineering assistance. Christine Kiprianidis provided research support. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and executive producer. This is Interlaken Public Radio.